We are back here wrapping things up on Cleveland Browns Daily for hour number one. We still have another hour to go here on a Football Thursday, the kickoff of week number seven. Can you believe it's week number seven, Notorious?
It's going fast. I always said the football season, especially newer people to like an organization, when they come in the building, and I say, you will not believe, if you're around a football team, how fast the season goes once you're underway. And really, this one's been so interesting because we've had any number of dramatic things happen, obviously, to the Browns. But, yeah, you blink and you're already here. And this is defining time. I mean, you look around the league, we know what's going to be happening in Indianapolis, the whole Peyton Manning return and all the unnecessary drama that was created over that because Jim Irsay can't control himself. He cannot control himself. I know Jim, and I've dealt with Jim.
Be contained.
He's always been good to me through the years, but when he gets involved with not just social media, just media. When he sits down with Jarrett Bell from USA Today and starts going through this revisionist history over the whole Peyton Manning thing, and if you follow the timeline on what he's describing with Manning saying, you know, you got to take Andrew Luck and giving him that recommendation. It's not following a timeline of a guy who was like giving up on and wanting to be out of Indianapolis. He didn't want that. He didn't want the whole thing to blow up. And the whole thing involved Bill Polian as general manager. And I go back with Bill.
Yes,
I'll put this out there as a disclaimer. Bill and I are very close. We go back many, many years. Our families are close. Been at each other kids' weddings, all that stuff. But watching what's played out here, and to take shots as Irsay has at Bill, somewhat at Tony Dungy, at the whole that regime, and saying basically they only had one Super Bowl to show for it, and it had all these great Manning regular season stats. Well, you know what? That is unfair. Manning did so much for that community.
He built that stadium.
He built that stadium. I was there from day frickin' one of the Colts in Indianapolis because they were in the AFC East when I covered the Bills. So when they moved from Baltimore to Indy, I was there. And I'll tell you what, when you first got there, that crowd barely knew when to cheer. They were making noise at the wrong times when the Colts first got there. And you had just a series of ugly situations at quarterback. Sorry, your buddy Jeff George.
Jeff George was good part
of that, but Art Schleister, and I know you know Ohio State and all that
Jack
great
Trudeau.
Stuff. But Jack Trudeau, it was a list of just silly and sick stuff that went on there for years. I mean, Gary Hogaboom, there was just some bad names, and then I watching Bruce Smith just terrify all those guys when he played for the Bills. So when Peyton Manning showed up, they got legit. When Peyton Manning showed up, all of a sudden, Indianapolis became an NFL town. And
yes,
it was just so cool to see that transformation. And right, Lucas Oil Stadium got built because of the success that he drove there. So it is a little, I think, not only ungracious, is it ungrateful, ungrateful on the part of Jim Irsay to suggest.
We
changed our plan. Your plan is what, the Manning plan is what put you on the map.
I think that this is a case where maybe he is trying to create something so big that he's trying to distract Peyton Manning a little bit. I think this is an important – I think he's trying to mess with him. He's trying to do something. Either that, or he's just a straight-up buffoon.
You know, I had a conversation with
Peyton Manning might throw for 800 yards and 8 touchdowns.
I can't give away who said this, but I basically had a conversation with somebody yesterday, and you know who it was because I was on the phone with this person, and you were sitting here.
I was typing.
You were typing away, as we always after the show we type, right? So anyway, we were in here, and I said, is it strategy? You know, are you trying to get into Peyton's head, or is it B, is he just bat blank crazy? I didn't say blank, but is he
BSC.
Bat blank crazy? Yeah, BSC. And the person at the other end of the line who knows him well said it was B.
I think it's possible. I mean,
BSC.
If you read the features on Mr. Irsay, sounds like a little bit of a wild man.
He's a different guy. He's a different
marches
cat
to the beat of his own drum.
I mean, so you think of I'll give you an example of what he's into. When I was with NFL Insider Magazine, which was really the forerunner to all the content eventually becoming centered on NFL.com. This is going back to like 98, 99. So we would try to do interesting things, and one of the interesting things we did is we found out that Jim Irsay got the original manuscript from Jack Kerouac, you know, getting his original, you know, so On the Road, the defining book. Okay. And he got the original manuscript, and it was something he treasured, and I don't know what he paid for it, but he's a multimillionaire NFL owner. He could do it. And he had the manuscript, and he wanted to pose for this picture. It was a weird pose, dude. It was like the manuscript was all around him, and he was kind of laying on top of it. And it was like in his suit, in that proverbial suit and tie. And I don't know why we chose to do that picture spread like that for the magazine, but we did. And it was still, you know, it was still weird. But it gives you an eccentric sense of what Jim Irsay is all about.
Weird stuff.
He's an eccentric guy to guy.
He is, and doesn't he have a crazy guitar collection?
He's got a crazy guitar. He's got some fun stuff. I mean, John Cougar Mellencamp, one of his buddies, Indiana, you know. And here's the other thing. You go to when the Colts were in the Peyton Manning era, when they'd be in the postseason all the time. We'll see if that happens.
They were last year with
Andrew Luck, so yes, maybe it's just continuing. But when it was like when it was the Manning Colts,
yes.
John Cougar would show up. It would be in the press box, hanging out. You're just hanging out with John Cougar, and it was fun to talk. So I liked that part of. That's why I said I really like Jim, but when he's doing stuff like this, it gets under my skin a little bit. You don't do that. You don't disrespect Peyton Manning like that. And getting Peyton Manning's head seriously, I don't even think that's. I don't know if that's possible.
It might be because the guy is the best regular season quarterback to ever play the
this
game.
This isn't a playoff game they're playing Sunday. This is Denver Broncos
he's
coming
to town.
He's
trying to make it. I believe he's trying to make it a playoff game. He's trying to make this game bigger than a Week 7 game could possibly be.
Possibly, but Manning knows it's a Week 7 game. Manning knows he comes in there with this Denver Broncos team to play. And I don't even think it's about showing up the Colts. All they have to do is just be the Broncos. And that should be good enough.
I think he wants to go in there, and he wants to throw for 800 yards, 8 touchdowns, set every record, give Jim Irsay the proverbial middle finger like this, and walk out of there with his head held high.
They could have. I'll say this. Were they? You talk about distractions. How about the Colts team in its game at San Diego? They certainly, their heads looked like they were somewhere else.
There was no chance. I thought they weren't going to win that game.
But
I
they felt still looked distracted.
Because of that, they were looking ahead.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The focus... On everything was on Sunday night,
including Luck. That was Luck's
worst
first
game of
prime
the year.
Time. Yeah, he really. I was surprised and disappointed. I thought we'd get better out of him, but he wasn't helped by guys, including Trent Richardson, just dropping the ball.
But let's not forget that was a San Diego defense that allowed multiple passing touchdowns to every quarterback they had faced prior to that game.
So he should. Right,
yes, that was not a bad matchup for him. That was a good matchup for him.
216-578-0850. We'll get into calls, and we'll get into some tweets as well at Browns_daily as we tee you up for hour number two. Again, in a little bit, Devon Best joining Jameer Howerton. Gerard Cherry comes up in this hour as well. Lots more Browns talk ahead, NFL talk ahead. Vic and Nathan, ESPN 850, WKNR. Here we come, right back where we started from.